Thank you, ladies. I didn't know where to stand up on that one. That's a new one. I like that. Matthew 16. Would you turn there? Matthew chapter 16. Let's study tonight a while. Matthew 16 and 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me stir up just a little bit to your remembrance. You might turn this down just a little bit. Matthew 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me stir up to remember something you know, but then get into some scriptures that maybe you haven't correlated before with this particular doctrine. If you would, Matthew chapter 16 and 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Look at Matthew chapter 16, and the only way that we know what the future holds for us is from the Bible. Would you agree with that? The only way we know what's going to happen after this life is what the Bible says. Somebody says, how can you be sure? Well, we're sure of our salvation, amen? So that's the only way we can be sure is the same way we know our salvation, even though we haven't yet seen it, we believe it's all going to happen. Look at Matthew chapter 16 and notice verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What is it if a man, what is a man profited? He shall gain the whole world, lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Notice verse 27. For the Son of Man, who's that? Jesus, capital S, Son of Man, shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he shall do what? Reward every man according to his what? Works. Now, you know that as a doctrine that when Jesus comes back, there's the judgment seat of Christ for his servants, if you would. But I want you to see that there is a reward every man will receive according to his what? Say it. Works. I want you to show you something about this concept of works for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And maybe it will give you a little bit more in-depth idea about it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you would. 1 Corinthians 3. Our works for God will be rewarded. I don't want you to focus so much on the reward tonight. I want you to focus on the context of the works part. Now, we don't work our way for salvation. That work has been done on the cross. Amen? We receive the work that Christ has done for us, but after we're saved, there's something we're supposed to be doing. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In this concept of works, look, if you would, at verse 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed. Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos water, and God gave the what? Say it. Increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that water, but God that giveth the increase. But I'm going to tell you something. We plant the seed of the Word of God, we water the seed of the Word of God, and God gives the increase, therefore we're laboring with God. Is that right? Verse 8. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own what? Reward according to his own what? Labor. Would you agree with that? Labor talks about work. So he says, you'll get a reward for your own work that you do, your own labor that you do. Verse 9. We are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry, or you're God's building. The idea is, we plant, we water, God gives the increase, we're working together with God, but God says, listen, when the Son of Man comes back, I'm going to reward you according to your work that you did for me. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, please. Ephesians chapter 2. You say, I know all this already. Stay with me. Ephesians chapter 2. Brethren, it's good to be working for the Lord. Amen? I realize many of you just came off a long weekend working for the Lord and many weeks before. And I'll show you something in the way of, if you've been working for God, brethren, it will not be in vain. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. And notice, you know, verse 8 and 9, by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works. Salvation is not of our own works, it's the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. All we do is receive that work that was done for us, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, after we're saved, we are his what? Workmanship. He's working on us, is that right? He's working to change us, to mold us, to put the mind of Christ in it. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What? The good works. So after we're saved, we're created in Christ Jesus, brethren. Now, the idea is this. After we get saved, we're new creatures. Is that right? I mean, I don't know about you, but there's a change that goes on after salvation. And we're created in Christ Jesus. We're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. But we're created unto something. And that's unto those good works that God has ordained. Now, statement. He authors our faith. He gives us understanding. He matures our faith. He matures our understanding. Faith cometh by hearing. If thou hast ears to hear, let him hear, talking about understanding. But faith without what is dead? Works. So would you agree with this? He authors our faith. He authors our belief. He matures our belief. He matures our understanding. And then he says, now, take what you understand and go out and do something with it. Go out and work like you're supposed to work, because faith without work is dead. The idea is faith will die if we don't do something with the faith that he's given us. Illustration. We believe the Word of God is the Word of God. Is that right? We believe it has the power to change people because it did change us. Would you agree with that? I mean, the Word of God will not return void, and it's the Word of God that's born into us as we get born again, and as we understand it more and more, it begins to change us. Now, believing that, then what we do, one of the works of faith is, we take this Word to other people. It's called witnessing, is that right? Go ye is a command, but the idea is we go and witness to somebody about the words in this book, about the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, because we believe in it by faith, and one of the good works we can do is to take the gospel to every creature. Is that right? Amen. Come on, amen? I mean, we worked this past weekend pretty hard to get the gospel to children and young adults and teenagers and all kinds of people. You may have witnessed this week. The idea is that is a good work based on faith. If you didn't believe the Word of God, you wouldn't be going out and telling, this will change your life. This will change your destiny for all eternity. Hey, you can go to heaven. And boy, you better get the Word of God in your life, because it'll be better in this life, and in the world to come, you get to spend eternity with God. I mean, we believe that, so we take the Word out by faith. Is that right? Look up here. That's a good work. That's what we created unto Christ Jesus to do. Is that right? Well, let me show you some works real quick. Look at 1 Timothy 5, ladies. 1 Timothy 5. You men could look there too. It's not a matter of what the world thinks is a good work. It's a matter of what God says is a good work. Now remember, when the Son of Man comes, He'll reward us according to our own labor, according to our own work, individually, I believe collectively. Verse 10, 1 Timothy 5, verse 10. This talks about the good works of a woman. Watch. Well reported of for good what? Works. Talks about a woman. Here's a good work. If she has brought up children. If she has lodged strangers. If she has washed the saints' feet. If she has relieved the afflicted. If she has diligently followed every good work. Now, understand something. You say, well, how do you know what all those things mean? If she has brought up children. Hey, brother, now, your own children, sisters that you bear, but I believe also part of that would be, hey, if you're a Sunday school teacher, helping to train children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, I understand specifically it's talking about bringing up children, maybe bearing them or something like that, but I think there's good work in teaching a Sunday school class. If she has lodged strangers, if she washed the saints' feet, somebody says, what do you mean? We're supposed to go down and let the woman wash our feet? Brethren, that talks about comforting and taking care of the Shunammite woman. Do you know what the Shunammite woman did? She took care of that prophet. He came by and she gave him a little room and took care of him. The idea is encouraging the saints along. If she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. The idea, brethren, is there are good works. Do you think that God really, Jesus, when He comes, will reward women for their good works? It's the Word of God. Look, if you would, at Matthew chapter 10. Just look at these good works for a moment. Matthew chapter 10. There's many good works. There's certainly good works of parenting and good works of being a husband or wife. Maybe good works of encouraging friends along the way and lifting them up. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Notice, if you would, verse 40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's what? Why? It's a good work. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones, a cup of water, cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his what? Would you agree that those are good works? Hey, you know what? The good works we do aren't always seen by everybody. You could do a good work to somebody and they wouldn't even know it was you. But God sees it. Fasting is a good work. When you're fasting and praying for somebody or something, we're supposed to do that in secret. Brother, that's a good work. Why? Because you wouldn't fast and I wouldn't fast and pray unless God had offered the faith in us to do that good work. Amen. Unless we understood and believed in fasting in the way of praying to relieve the afflicted, etc., etc., we wouldn't do that because God authors that faith in us to understand it, and then we do it in secret, and that's a good work. Would you agree with that? You see, this world's got this idea that the whole idea of this world is to come into this world and accumulate all that you can. There's no necessary reason. I mean, if you can accumulate a few things along the way, praise the Lord for that. But brethren, some of the works that we do don't cost anything. Some of it costs a great deal. But praying for somebody is a good work. Fasting for somebody is a good work. Look, if you would, again, a little bit farther and notice Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes, remember, with His angels, He says He'll reward every man according to his own work. Verse 31 of Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He shall sit upon the throne of God, of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left hand. Watch. Then shall the what? The king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was what? Hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Hey, you know what? I would say God's going to reward those who do some rescue mission work. Would you agree with that? Somebody says, that doesn't sound very glorious. Verse 36, Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. You mean people get rewarded for prison work? Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when we saw thee sick, when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Hey, you ought to mark that down. That's talking about good works. I mean, if I lodge strangers, if I comfort the saints, if I give to somebody something that helps them along the way, I feed them or I do these little things, you mean those are works that God says? Now, we don't get to salvation that way, brother, but these are good works. Look one more. Look at Luke 19. This is not an exhaustive study tonight, but all the good works we do are not to be seen of men. Luke 19. I was on the mission field. My wife and I, we were struggling. I didn't know much about getting a lot of money and go out on a deputation, all that stuff. And then one day, a missionary came by, and I've told you this story before, and he brought two bags of groceries to us. He didn't know that we didn't have a whole lot to eat, and we weren't complaining to anybody. But he showed up, and he brought two bags of groceries. And if you don't know anything about, I mean, we used to say, what's the big deal about that? Well, here you can go to the grocery store and get whatever you want. There you couldn't. We didn't have the money, and we were eating a lot of rice and more rice. If you eat enough rice and throw enough water down, it'll swell up. And when he brought that bag of groceries by and had some canned goods and different things like that, we cried. You know what that was? That was a good work. I don't even remember his name. I can see his face, I just don't remember his name. But God knows who he was, who he is. And I believe one of these days he's a missionary over there, Independent Baptist. I don't even know if he's still there. I have no idea. And he didn't know us that well. He just said that the Lord impressed upon him to bring some groceries down to us. And he did it to one of the brethren.
Oh, he'll not lose his reward. Whatever little thing God has planned for him in that one, brother, that's laid up. Nobody can steal that from him. Come on, amen. Now look, if you would, at Luke 19. We won't go into the whole thing. Verse 11. They heard these things. He added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem, because they thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear. You know the story here. He gives out the pounds and says, occupy till I come. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. And that which he gave for trading, you read it over carefully sometime. And the one who took the 1 pound and gained 10 pounds, he gave 10 cities to. Millennial context. The one he gave 1 pound to and gave gained 5 pounds, he gave 5 cities to. And notice what he says, and you know it, but I want you to see a good work. Notice Luke 19, look at verse 22. He said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up I laid down, and reaping which I did not sow. Watch, verse 23. Wherefore, then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? Brethren, if you read in the context, you would say, well, that's just a saying. No, he was talking about that which he gave this person. In a millennial context, he said, what'd you do with my money? And why didn't you put my money that I gave you into the bank? Well, the question then comes in, well, where's the bank? Well, without a doubt, if you understand and study the Scriptures carefully, we are to, on a regular basis, put our portion of money into the church. And then the church is supposed to take that and propagate the gospel. Would you agree with that? If you don't, study it out, because every time we make a deposit, if you would, into the bank, which I believe is the local New Testament church without a doubt, the idea is you put it into missions, or you put it into the church, or you put it into the work of God in some way, shape, or form, and you invest it, and it comes back with souls that are saved, or people that get the Word of God in some way, shape, or form. That money is used in the right way, and may I say, you ought to write it down, that's a good work. Missions is a good work. Running those buses, I think, is good work. Why? Okay. Here's how you decide whether it classifies and categorizes as a good work. Look at 1 Corinthians 3, watch now, and 2 Peter 3. Watch carefully. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2 Peter 3. Thanks for turning there. And 2 Peter 3. Remember, the Son of Man will come, reward all of those according to their own labors, according to their own work. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Faith without works is dead. It's a work of faith, an action that's based upon the Word of God. It's something that it's hard to sometimes substantiate and quantify because of the context of this. Look at 1 Corinthians 3. Notice verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. Means it'll be made known. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's what? Work. Of what sort it is. Now somebody says, what kind of fire do you think he's talking about? Hold your place right there in 1 Corinthians 3 and go to 2 Peter 3 real quick. 2 Peter 3. And by the way, somebody says, you know, I don't know, I come to get something for myself tonight. Oh, you'll get something. We got to look at our life and say, what are we expending our time on? What are we spending our life on? How are the days slipping by and the weeks slipping by? Are we laying up treasure in heaven? Are we working for God in the right way? Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And notice what he says. Look at verse 8. But beloved, that's us, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should what? Perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. You talk about the Big Bang, it's coming, amen? Somebody says the Big Bang started the earth. No, the Big Bang will finish the earth, amen? Heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. Watch. The earth also, and you ought to underline it, the what? The works that are therein shall be what? Burned up. Hey, brethren, somebody says, I got a lot of money in the bank. Well, that's nice. Nothing wrong with having money in the bank. Nothing wrong with planning for your future. But I wouldn't put God's offering in the bank. Not your bank, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, or I'd put God's offering that He's given to us in this bank. Why? Because then it's laid up. You say, well, what happens if He comes back or I die and I leave all that money in the bank? It burns up. I'm not telling you can't have a savings. Come on. I'm not telling you shouldn't plan for your future and your security. I'm not saying that at all. But if God's offering are in that bank and not in this bank, then it burns up and you suffer loss. I say this again. I'm not telling you that you can't have money in the bank, but don't put God's offering in there. Well, I'm saving it up. For what? For a worthy cause? You found one if this is your church. And we'll give an account. Now watch that again. You ought to underline the works. But the day of the Lord will come. That's His promise. He's not slack concerning His promise. As a thief in the night. A thief, brethren, you're not going home tonight expecting a thief to show up in your home, are you? So we're talking about as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. We don't know when He's coming. We don't know when our lives will be over. In that which the heavens shall pass away in a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat, and the earth also, and the what? Say it again. The works that are therein shall be burned up. Please look up here. That work of when you gave that cup of cold water to a brother, you can't burn that up with this heat. It's done. When you went and visited him in prison, when we have our prison revival, you work in the prison, the elements can't burn that up. It's done. Amen. Come on, amen. Those hot dogs you cooked and gave to those kids the other day in the name of the Lord, that's done. You can't burn that up. You can't burn that up. The gospel tract you gave out, you can't burn that up. It's done. They got the word. Amen. We witness. Doing something for someone else in a kind way, the good works of a woman, you can't burn that up. It's done. Acts of kindness, acts of charity, acts of sacrifice, that can't be burned up. Somebody says, well, wait a minute, let me ask you something. This building's going to be burned. That's right. This building will be burned. But the actions that went on inside this building, you can't burn those up. Somebody says, well, why are we buying this building then? So we can have more activity for the Lord inside this building. More people can get saved. One of these days this building, well, why don't we, well, we got to buy it. They won't just give it to us. Well, now let me ask some. If I, as unto the Lord, put money in the Gideon's fund, is that a good work? I believe it is. Because while we're putting money in that Gideon's fund and paying this building, all the work that goes on in here, I don't know how God does it, but we get a part of that action. It's a good work. Amen? It's not the building, it's the work that goes on inside the building. It wasn't just the temple. It was the work of the temple. You can't burn that up. A lady got led to the Lord last week here in the services. You can't burn that up. That's done. You see, brethren, the things that are seen, those are temporary. The things that you can't see, those are eternal. I said, I could see somebody fasting, but it's a little bit different because you can't burn up that good work. I have a home. I have a car. I have all that. But the whole purpose of all that is so I can work and live and do all the things I'm supposed to do for God down here. You have a job. Praise the Lord for that. Man, have a nice home. Have some nice things. But don't forget along the way to keep those good works going. Because, brethren, look up here. Time marches on. Time marches on. Last week's gone. Whatever we did last week for the Lord, it's already laid up. And it can't burn up. Now, do you understand that every man's work will be tried of what sort it is. So what's going to try it? Well, it says that the works of that are there in this earth will be burned up. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's that big bang. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, because I've just told you all that the works will be tried by that fire and everything like that, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Go back to 1 Corinthians 3. See, I want you to see tonight, brother, that the good works that we're doing, hey, if you're in business and you're building a corporation or you're doing well with that, that's fantastic. Just make sure you don't consume it upon your own lust. Can you have nice things? Sure. I don't think there's anything wrong with having nice things. Can you have a nice home? Yes, have a nice home. But keep those works going. Drive that bus, bring those kids in. Go out soul winning, give the gospel out. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're involved. Get involved in Sunday school class or something. Be an usher in the church. You say, do you think that's a good work? Hey, you're helping the saints come in, seating them down, giving yourself to hospitality. That's a good work. Can't be burned up. Hey, brethren, do you see this? What would we be doing as a way of good works if we didn't have a church? If we didn't have a church, what good works would we be doing on a consistent basis? Week after week after week after week after month after month after month, year after year after year after year. We wouldn't be. Now, some of you may have enough character that you would be witnessing on a consistent basis. But some of us would fall by the wayside. We'd slip. We'd let things slip if we didn't have a church to keep us going the right direction. Come on, amen? If we weren't in church on a consistent basis, we wouldn't be doing these good works on a regular basis. Because one of the things, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, provoke to love and good works. One of the things about a church, it keeps us going the right direction so we don't get entangled with this world and at the end of this world look and say, look at all the stuff I've accumulated and God said, it's all going to burn. What have you done that won't burn? Oh, let me run back and do something. Sorry. All those years are gone. Come on, amen? Somebody says, why do we have big days and bus days and promotions and Easters and singing in the choir and cantatas and witnessing and soul winning and why do we do all that stuff? We are His workmanship created unto Christ Jesus, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Go back to 1 Corinthians 3. Let me keep going. Watch the time. You say, I know all this, but every once in a while, brethren, it's good to look at what we're doing. Wouldn't you agree? 1 Corinthians 3. And this is not scolding. This is saying, let's keep going. You see, after a big promotion, a big deal, and a big day, and a big deal, if we're not careful, we'll let it down a little bit. I'm not saying we have to keep it that intensity all the time, but brethren, wasn't it good to be a part of something like that? Wasn't it good to see kids getting saved? Wasn't it good to see adults getting to hear the gospel? Wasn't Sunday night good when they all stood up here and gave testimonies? And I like Mrs. Smolinski's testimony about, well, I got to witness to that boy in Samoa and I want to go out and see their parents. That's a good work. Light it up! Fire it off! Burn the building down! You can't take that away from her. It's done. So the quality of a good work is not always seen. You can't always see it. We don't flash it. The gospel tracts I gave out in the airport today, I may never see the people again. But it's distributing the Word of God by faith. Hello? Try to burn it up. It'll make it through the fire. You know, it's a good question. What will make it through the fire in my life? And I understand parenting and marriage, a good marriage, and friendship, and encouraging each other, and all those things. That's why we got to keep focused on making our life count for something for God. Remember now, I didn't say focus on the reward. I said focus on the work. What qualitatively kind of work is it? Look at 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Now that you remember about the heat melting them. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's, say it, work, of what sort it is, eternal or temporary. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a what? Reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, the fire got it, he shall do what? Suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Nothing wrong with making a lot of money. Go out and make a million. Don't keep it. Invest it in the Lord's work. Have a nice place for yourself. Take care of your family. Have a little security. But make sure you do something for God. Otherwise, light a match to it. Watch it burn. Now look, if you would, at Titus chapter 3. Are you getting this? I know it's things you know, brethren, but sometimes it's good just to go back and revisit some things we know. Titus chapter 3. By the way, brethren, there's more to just leading a person to Christ. There's more to than just leading a person to Christ and getting them baptized. Hey, lead them to Christ, see them get baptized, and bring them to church, and let them have an opportunity to get discipled and mentored and equipped to go out and do some good works with their life. You know what's so exciting? We're letting our children do good works. Our children, some of them, have done more in their short period in their life than some of us have done in our whole existence yet as a Christian. It took us a while to get going. I mean, some of these kids, this is their sixth or seventh or eighth bus big day.
Amen.
They've already got so much laid up. I hope they get more than we do, don't you? I mean, the whole idea of the next generation is to give them more opportunities than we had. And make it fun for them, and make them like it, if you would. We say make them like it. Put it in such a way that they can understand it, so they keep on doing it, and so they, at the end of their life, they can look back and where we had maybe 20 years, they had 40 years. Because we wasted 20 years of our life. I mean, some of these teenagers out there, or these young adults, man, they've already been at it. You say, well, they're going to burn out. I don't know if they're going to burn out. We're not trying to burn them out. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to have some things that don't burn up. Wait till you see someone at the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
Watch the Son of Man come with His angels and give out rewards to some of those that have been laboring. It'll make it through the fire. Now, look at this, if you would. Titus chapter 3. Look at verse 8. He's talking to Titus, who is Paul's son in the faith. And Titus is someone that Paul left behind. I left thee in Crete. So Titus is there in Paul's stead, if you would, and as an ambassador to Christ. Look at verse 8. This is a faithful saying. And these things, hey Titus, here's something I will that thou affirm constantly. That they which have believed in God might be what? Careful to maintain what? Good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. You know what he says? Titus, make sure that every once in a while you affirm back to them again that those who believe in God need to be careful to maintain the good works. If we're not careful, the world could throw us off track. Would you agree with that? Because haven't you ever felt sooner or later, sometime along the way, am I doing something that's worth it? I mean, am I really spending my time doing something worthwhile? What am I getting out of this? I come, I give my time, I give money, I give effort, I sacrifice my leisure time. What am I getting out of this? If the Bible be true, wait to see what you get. You're putting some things down that make it through the fire. I heard 2-3 testimonies last night, people getting led into the Lord. That's good works. laid up. Nobody can get it. Fire, try to burn it. Bridget, let me ask you something. Are we going to keep, all these activities going on and the ministries and all these different things, when are we going to, kind of slow down? It seems like we finish one and we go to another. And then and we finish that and we get a little break and then we plan on another. Hey, we're already planning for our November big day. This one's over. We're already planning for our November big day. I'm already thinking in my mind what we need to do and all this type of things. Why? Because it gives us an opportunity to do a good work collectively. Now, I don't know about you. I don't want to be a part of a dead, dry church where there's no good works going on, really. Or the good works are very few. Nothing wrong with spending your money on carpet, but if nobody kneels on it and gets saved, the carpet is going to burn. Come on, amen? No problem with having a nice building and all that, but if something doesn't happen in here, then it's just a nice building that's going to burn. Now, something's already been happening, brethren. It's already been exciting to see what's been happening. Collectively, God is giving a bigger workforce here to go out and reach this city. And then we go to Judea and Samaria, and next week we have Ted Mullins in. By the way, that work that Ted Mullins has been doing out in Papua New Guinea, if you've been supporting missions, you have a piece of it. You have a part of it. Somebody says, how does God sort all that out? He's God. It's not difficult for Him. Somebody says, I couldn't keep track of it all. That's because we're human. He's God. I mean, if He knows every hair that we have, and He's got them all numbered to everybody in all over the world that are His people, come on. He can't keep track of good works. I lost some hair today. He took a tally. Minus, What we need to do is be careful to maintain them because time marches on. It marches on. Man, you talk about being miserable, being backslid for 3 or 4 years, being out of church. What would be so miserable without that? Thinking about all the opportunities you could have had, and it's gone. You can't get them back. Done. Finished. You can't go back and recapture that. That's gone. That's history. That's why it's so important to stay in church that's doing something. Come on, amen? I'm not putting more on you tonight. You say, what's coming up? What's the hook? The hook is, praise God, whatever we've been doing recently since we've been in this building even, the Easter services, the conquering the land, the getting the gospel out, the bus big days, the bus program, and all the rest of it, those are good works. It's already laid up, and you say, well, how do we know for sure? The Bible says so.
Amen.
It says to be careful to maintain good works. Oh, by the way, look at chapter 2 of Titus. Look at verse 14. I'm watching your time. His time's our time. Our time's His time. Titus chapter 2, look at verse 14. Who gave Himself for us, that's Christ, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of what? Good works. Brethren, we do not want to have the kind of attitude that says, oh, we got to keep working for Him. Man, we ought to kind of have the kind of attitude that, man, with zeal, I get to work for Him. With zeal, I get to labor with Him. With zeal, I get to plant the Word of God, or I get to water the Word of God, and then I watch as He gives us the increase. And I'm laboring together with Him, and at the end, all those good works, He said He's even going to reward me. The church ought to have zeal. If it's made up of a bunch of peculiar people, then the church ought to have zeal collectively.
Amen.
A peculiar person, according to the Bible, is someone that doesn't let faith die because they're not working an action upon that faith. Let me say it again. If I understand the Word of God, and I understand I'm supposed to go out and get the Word of God out, and I don't do it, then if I'm not careful, I'm a hearer but not a doer. And if I don't do the work, sooner or later my faith will begin to die. And then I won't be zealous anymore. And then I'll just complacently go on and get entangled with this world. And 25 years, 30 years later, I'll look back and say, what have I done for God? And I'll say, well, not much. What happened? Who we hang around makes a difference. How we encourage each other makes a difference. You hang around peculiar people zealous of good work, and sooner or later you'll be doing it. I praise God for the new people that got involved in the Bus Big Day. You know what happens? I'll tell you what happened. All those little films and footages and testimonies and all that got into their heart. They said, I got to do it. Now they've gone out and done it. The question is, will they maintain and keep going? I'm not saying just keep going to the bus ministry, but keep going with the premise of doing things by faith, actions based upon the faith, which is the good works. Some endure for a while. Some bring full 30. Some 60. Why not shoot for what? 100. Why not shoot for the whole enchilada? You say, what's the whole enchilada? Reaching our potential. Keeping going for years and years and years. Doing bigger things and greater works. That's a principle. I'm going to preach on that in a couple of weeks. Greater works shall ye do. Not always in our bus ministry, and I'll go back to that as an example, not always in our bus ministry did we bring in over 2,000, 2,500. There's a time period, well, a few years ago, that we would have been happy with a big day of 500. But why not do greater works? I believe this with all my heart. There will be a big day on our buses if God tarries and we get to do it more and more and more. We'll have 5,000. More workers, more buses, more outreach. Somebody says 5,000, that's too many. Compared to 1.2 million people in the city. I don't think so. Why not do something by faith bigger? Oh no, don't talk about that. We just got done with this one. So that one's laid up. There's next year. There's more work to be done. Oh, look at Titus chapter 3, brethren. We still okay tonight? I'm watching your time. I got 10 more minutes. Titus chapter 3. I think it's good work to come to church and hear the Word of God. Amen. Verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain what? Good works. For necessary uses. That they be not what? Unfruitful. Oh yeah, fruit. That may abound to our account. Hey, you can't read the New Testament and not see that God wants us to do these good works. It's not for salvation. It's a result of salvation. And we want to bring it to other people. We want to do things for other people. Good works, good works, good works. Oh, go back if you would to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Remember now, the good works are, we've already defined some of them.